Memorial services are scheduled this week for Red Boucher, Alaska's first elected lieutenant governor and a true Alaska character. Boucher died Friday at his home in Anchorage at the age of 88. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander profiles a small slice of his very full life.
Henry Aristide Red Boucher left his mark on the lieutenant governor's office, the legislature, sports, telecommunications, just about everything he tackled. Those who knew him in public or private life often describe him as passionate, zealous, even a bit fanatical about some things, a man who got things done.
Red was red. You know, there aren't going to be any more individuals like him.
Boucher was Alaska's fourth lieutenant governor, but the first to be elected. He served from 1970 to 74 in the second administration of Governor William Egan. Egan's son Dennis, now Juneau State Senator, recalls at that time that Boucher drove a red Mustang convertible, which sported a vanity plate of the same name, Red, a license plate that appeared on subsequent cars Boucher owned. Alaska's lieutenant governor oversees the Division of Elections, and Boucher knew it had to be a department voters could trust.
As lieutenant governor, he really did bring, I think, a lot of integrity to the Division of Elections in the earlier part of his term.
Mike Miller represented Juneau in the House of Representatives during Boucher's term as lieutenant governor. He says Boucher set a high standard for the division and personally pushed voter registration.
He did more to publicize registration. He always carried around with him in his pocket registration documents. If somebody was eligible, he could whip out his pen and the document and sign them up and get them registered to vote just right on the spot.
But Boucher was never a one-issue guy, and Egan recalls he threw himself into other aspects of the new state, including lobbying Congress for the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. As lieutenant governor, Boucher was truly engaged in the Egan administration.
It wasn't an office down the hall. I mean, he was involved in issues that shaped the state.
And Boucher liked to work closely with the legislature.
I always felt like he was a great assist to the governor, to Bill Egan. He would come down to us and, you know, really present the governor's proposals from time to time, not on every bill, of course, but when it was appropriate. And nobody represented the governor with any more enthusiasm than he did. Everything Red did, as you know, it just gave it 150%.
From 1984 to 1990, he represented Anchorage in the legislature, focusing on connecting all of Alaska through telecommunications.
He dove into that with the same amount of zest.
His zest for politics started in Fairbanks in the 1960s, when he served on the city council and later as mayor. It culminated in the 1990s with his election to the Anchorage Assembly. Boucher moved to Alaska in 1958, working for a sporting goods company in Fairbanks and later opening up his own store.
He was a sports fanatic.
Baseball was his game, and Red Boucher founded the Alaska Gold Panners in 1960, the beginning of the Alaska Baseball League. At the time, Mike Miller was a young writer for the State Division of Tourism. He got a letter from the Gold Panners coach.
This letter, and then I guess in a subsequent conversation, he mentioned that he was going to help put Alaska on the map with the Gold Panners. And at the time, I kind of mentally thought to myself, yeah, sure, Red, whoever you are.
But Miller did know about the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita, Kansas, which drew teams from coast to coast every summer. Boucher took his team to Wichita for the first time in 1962.
And you know what? I became more and more convinced that he did do a huge job of putting Alaska on the map. He was probably the most enthusiastic coach that any of the teams in Alaska has ever had, and that just spilled over down there in Wichita in the central portion of the nation. People knew the Fairbanks Gold Panthers, and they knew it not only because they were a good team, but also because of Red's enthusiasm.
Earlier this year, he was inducted into the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame. According to Hall of Fame directors, Red Boucher is responsible for making baseball in Alaska what it is today.
Way to go, CJ!
That's Red Boucher in the stands at a Juneau Crimson Bears football game in Anchorage. Grandson CJ Keyes was a standout player for the Crimson Bears. This reporter's last interview with the former lieutenant governor, legislator, and telecommunications guru was not about politics or the internet, but about Juneau's success in the Cook Inlet Football Conference. He was 83 then and had not missed a Crimson Bears game played in Anchorage that season, no matter what the weather.
I think it's great for the state to see the smaller communities here in this championship game.
Stories about Red Boucher the statesman, the sportsman, the character, and his passion for Alaska will be told at a memorial on Friday at Change Point Church in Anchorage.
He was totally passionate for rural Alaska, for the major cities. He loved all of Alaska.
Donations in his memory can be made to the H.A. Red Boucher Scholarship Fund at the Alaska Community Foundation. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.